4 CBA Mobile. Did they make you drink it? I was a little surprised. I thought they used to take the oil filters, but they don't take them anymore. I guess the only places they'll take them is the dump. So, I might wait till I get me a collection of them before I, you know, go out there. But anyway, I bought a can of Seafoam to run through the fuel system. It's just a cleaner, and it runs through the goes in the gas tank, and it basically it's just to clean the injectors. And I've actually seen a car come in. I was working on it, and it was at the county, and it was idling rough, and I poured a can of that Seafoam in there, and man, it just smoothed right out. So that's all it needed. The injectors were just needed a little cleaning, and they make a, you know, of course the dealerships have a better product, and they do it a different way. It's under more pressure, and they shoot it through the plenum, the intake plenum, so it goes through that, you know, where it's sucking air, it goes through that part, and then it goes into the fuel, too, so you're getting it both ways, but at least this will take care of the injector, so...
Have our injectors taken care of. That's good. That's good. You know a lot more about that stuff than I do. Oh, this W4NGU.
Hang on, all through I was Mazda Master Certified when I left, so... And I had all but one of my ASC certificates, so... the only one I could pass was automatic transmission. We never worked on automatic transmission. We just we serviced them, and we might drop the valve body, but that was about it. We changed them out and that kind of thing, but we never got into the internal for complete rebuild. And even after reading about them, I just couldn't pass the test. I think I failed it twice, and you fail it once, and they pay for it, but if you take it again, you pay for it. So I took it the second time, and I said, I think that's all the money I'm going to spend on that one. I'll just have to go with 7 certificates instead of 8.
Sure, if you'd had some training, you could have got that certificate. I'm confident of that. No, that's a great price on that radio, but last month I bought another F-150. And I still got my maroon one. I bought a white one. And got it from my father-in-law. And you really can't tell it's not brand new. I mean, he drove it to church and the grocery store and decided he wanted a car, and I couldn't pass up the price on it. So I wrote a check for that last month. I spent $1,100 on another tower. And there was something else, and I just, I don't really want to go to the boss with another expenditure right now.
Boss might just say, you know, you need to slow down there, bud. I have a feeling mine's getting ready to say that if I don't quit spending money, but, I mean, I'm not spending a boatload of money. But anyway. And actually, I'm not spending any money because, I mean, it's not coming out of our regular, you know, the checkbook, because we got that stimulus money and we agreed to put one check in Edward Jones, and the other one we split it, so we got about $600 apiece. So I'm spending my stimulus money, so I still got about $300 to go.
Well, I wanted to get her a car, and I guess at some point I'm going to have to get her a car. The one she's got is great. It's just got 87,000 miles on it. The blue car, you know about. But those two side mirrors are, the motor's out of one and the mount's broken on the other side, and they're just horribly expensive, and it's just some little expenses on that car. It'd be worth about what it's worth now, even though it's the motor's in such shape and it looks so good. So anyway, I got this 150, and it's a platinum, and got everything on it, and it's got 49,000 miles on it, and I'm tickled to death, so I couldn't pass it up.
My wife said last night, I told her I'd like to have a car, an old car, like a classic car to work on. And she said, well, we'd need a house with three garages. She said, you want me to start looking? I said, yeah, go ahead and look. And if she's going to let me buy a car I can work on, you know, I know what I'm going to buy if I can find one. So, anyway, we'll see. But I guess you heard Beth and Jetty and Jackson moved down to Somerville.
No, tell me.
Hey, Dave, KN4 VWA.
Hey, Steve. No, tell me about that.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Jody is over the plant down there, that Volvo plant. If you've seen it on 26, it's on the left there as you go down. It's below Columbia. It's just north of Somerville. And you'll see it on the left there. It's fairly new. You can tell by looking at the bridge and all that's been, you know, just been put up and everything. So anyway, they moved him down there, and he may be back up here because I think they're getting their contract back with BMW, so if they do, they'll bring him back up here.
And plant? Go ahead and make one, Steve.
With bated breath to find out what kind of car Dave would buy for a classic rebuild.
Probably. Couldn't find a real old Ford pickup, and I'm talking, you know, oh, dadgummit, I keep dropping this can of sea foam here. It's probably between a 70 and 72 Cutlass, and I always love that body style, and that was one of my dream cars, and I'd rebuild it and rebuild the engine and, you know, do whatever else it needed doing to it, and you know, I mean, it wouldn't be like show quality, but I wouldn't want too much patina on it like old Mike does on American Pickers.
Okay, 4VWA. Well, I know where there's a 66 Mustang Fastback. Very reasonable.
sell me an airplane. I ain't buying no Mustang from you.
Yeah, for me. Hey, you know what else, son? I think I know where there is a 63 Oldsmobile for sale, too. Or not for sale, but might be bought.
Too old. I would probably want to start at 68 if I got an Oldsmobile. But I really prefer the 70 to 72 body style.
Was that interference that just popped in there? Go ahead, Bill.
You say he's over that plant?
I think they're training him for that. He will be as of I can't remember when, sometime later on this year.
He must be a great businessman and have a lot of knowledge too. That's a big job.
It is. He is super smart, and he's got a degree from Clemson in packaging science, and of course, so he was in, that's what he was doing up here, but he's learned, you know, a lot of the other aspects of the business, so, Germany to train him, and he made several flights over to Germany when he was working when CTS was working for BMW. So anyway, but he's doing great. We're really proud of him.
Well, I didn't have to fly anybody in from Germany. Steve's going to train me to rebuild cars.
Hey, Dave. They, over in those large manufacturing settings like that, they generally have people that are over financial end, then they got people over engineering and design, and then they got people over the manufacturing processes and lines and such. Is he over all of those, or is he heading up one of those aspects?
It's my understanding he's over the plant, the entire plant, but it might just be the manufacturing part. But still, that's a big job. In fact, he was doing. When he was up here, the guy, they promoted him, and the guy that was doing his job quit, and he wound up having to do his old job and his new job. He's working two jobs, and it was about to kill him, I tell you.
Yeah, that's why they split that up into segments like that. It once you get that big, it's huge. No one man can handle everything.
What vehicles do they make down there, David?
It's a Volvo plant. They make, I think they make all the models, but I would have to check with him to be sure on that.
All the models at one place, but they make some nice trucks, some big ones. I mean, you know, commercial trucks.
Down there making trucks, or are they making cars?
So that'd be a question for Jody. It's cars and SUVs, because he's talking about buying one for Beth. Beth's driving a Tahoe right now, and it's got a lot of miles on it, and it's starting to have some problems, and so, it's time for her to get into something newer and safer. And, he's talking about getting her a car.
Talking on there at the house.
On this little bow thing.
Good. Well, Wilson, I know you're, I don't like this phrase, radio poor, but David's found a real deal on that radio he just bought. They dropped it another $100 at HRO to blow them out.
ICOM he just purchased?
Yeah, David, didn't you say 240 right now? That's a steal.
Good. Let's see, HRO is knocking off $15, and then ICOM is knocking off, they got a $20 rebate, and so I can't remember, I can't do the math, I think it's like $269, and then with all of that, it goes down to $241. Or $244.95, and then I'm in the garage here, so I can't look at my iPad. I guess I could look at my phone, but anyway. And I paid, and free shipping, they offering free shipping, and I paid $330 for it, and that was shipping and everything with the discounts. I got the same discounts, but they were. They dropped it about $70. So I'm going to call Nigel over in Anaheim when they open and say, hey, buddy, I want my $70.
Yeah, bud. Yeah. Well, that sounds real good, Dave. But, you know, back in September last year, I bought that Yaesu. And I guess maybe it was because they were just discontinuing it. You know, they discontinued it in January. I bought it in, like, September. But that 8900R I've got, that's a 10, 6, 2, and 440 with crossband, and I didn't get but $299 for it.
Yeah, that's a good price. I could have sworn this thing said crossband on it, but then when I went back and read all the specs, it doesn't say anything about it. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I guess I'm just losing my mind, but or losing the rest of it. But I'm real happy with the rig, and I haven't even gotten the software. CDN and the cable is coming in tomorrow, and I'll punch in all the frequencies and then just plug it into the back of the radio, and it'll program it just like I did with the Baofeng. I did it the same way. It's a heck of a lot easier, and then if you need to make a change, you just go back in there and make your change, and it'll take you 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and you're done. So I programmed a few frequencies in here that I talk on, but this will put all the 440 ones in there that I have on my Baofeng and the rest of the 2 meter ones.
Okay, 4VWA. Did you get the RT system software, or did you get the ICOM software?
ICOM software. I think we actually bought it off of Amazon, but it's the same number that ICOM uses.
Bud, what you need to do now is get you one to all frequency and all modes for your truck.
I'd love to have one that does a 432 sideband.
What? They just recently discontinued that 857 that I've got. I don't know why. Boy, that thing is just, it's sweet. It just works.
Well, that's been a rock for so many years. Surely they're going to replace it with something even better, because that's a good radio and very compact. And, you know, they make a little bit bigger version. I don't know what features it has, but it's a little bit different iteration of it. But those have been great radios for many years.
One more out there, and I need to get it. Well, the one I was going to loan you, Phil, and I got to get it programmed and make sure it holds the programming. But where are you on that satellite stuff?
I'm collecting frequencies. I did yesterday, and I want to put the satellites that are FM in my Baofeng and just get out and see what I can hear. And I've seen some YouTube videos, guys, on the Baofeng. Not ideal by any means, and of course you can't hear yourself coming back down. It's not full duplex, but just getting a little taste of it. Might be something I jump into, might not.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? I was talking to a friend of ours the other day, which has been a recent mentor, and I asked him about that thing. You know, basically what you're talking about is using that satellite as a repeater. And I didn't know that you could transmit HF all around like that. And I asked him about it, and he said, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I've never gotten into it. I have no idea. I sit there with my mouth open. Come on. But you're the all-knowing one here. You know all and tell all.
Well, I don't know anything about HF. Well, I have seen a few of them with a 10-meter downlink. And maybe an uplink, I don't know. But the vast majority of them go in on 432 and out on like 145.8 in that range. They're in the ham bands, of course. They're amateur repeaters. And there's FM, and then the sideband is, you just tune around. It's basically like you were on HF. But you're in on 432 and out on 2 meters. So it's pretty interesting, and I've been looking. I pulled up some of the free software and see the circle it can talk in and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool.
But you're telling me you can go up voice and then back down with voice that you transmit, like a repeater?
Yes, sir. FM or sideband, depending on the satellite. And, of course, just one person can go through a satellite on FM because it captures. But on sideband, you can actually tune around. And, of course, the frequencies are so far apart, you hear yourself coming down. It's full duplex.
Okay. Hey, Dave, are you doing FT8?
FT8 doesn't interest me in the slightest.
Say the same thing, and it's you know, when the bands are down, you can always drop back to the FT8 and still make contact. And anyhow, I was gonna say, we need to get you up on FT8, get you up on the satellite too.
Fellas, I really enjoyed it. I'm at work, and I'm gonna run on in. Somebody's got to pay your Social Security. W4, never give up. Clear and listening for finals.
Social Security, and it's mine. That money belongs to me. It don't belong to the government. They're just supposed to be holding it for us, but they think it's theirs. Tell you, I'd like to get a class action lawsuit up against the money, the Social Security money that they stole at 2 a.m. one night when everybody was asleep.
Trees, Bill, have a good day. Hope you get over there and are very, very productive, put it that way. Be a good productive employee for the day. Take it easy, bud. All right. Hey, Dave.
Phil, have a good one, man, and talk to you later. What's on your mind, Steve? I need to leave here in about 10 minutes, and I gotta go in the house and do a couple of things before I leave.
You told you.
cheat and brushed your hair?
I don't do anything to my hair because I'm wearing a cap. And yes, I have brushed my teeth. I brush them every Saturday, whether they need them or not.
Same day you take your bath. Yep. Oh, well. Well, listen, I just go ahead and jump out of there. And I was going to say, if I'm down that way today, are you going to be back around your house at around, I'm thinking, well, no, I'm not going to be in that car. I'm going to try to pick up that antenna this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to be here because my mother-in-law's bringing her car over here, and I'm going to change the oil in it for her.
All right, I may give you a call and try to come by and pick up that antenna, bud.
I'll be back here about a little, probably, well, about 12:30 anyway, and then I'm changing her oil at 1, so, yeah, that'll take all of 20 minutes, unless I have to rotate the tires, and then it'll take another few minutes, but yeah, I mean, I'll be right here in the garage working, so you can just pull right on up, and we'll load it up.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'll call before I come. All right, bud. Well, listen, I'll let you go. I got to go in there and get my stuff together. I got to go a couple of two, three different places today. I got to run over to Parkburg, then I got to go down to Greenville and work. And then I got a manufacturing rep that I got to meet up with. Then I can come home and kick my feet back up. So, all right, well, KB4 CDA, KM4 BWA. Clear after your final, big boy.
Well, I hope you have, as you told Phil, a productive day, and so it's going to be a beautiful day, and enjoy it, and who knows, I might get to see you today. Wouldn't that be something? I don't think. Well, yeah, I mean, you've been over to the house. Yeah, that's right. But I don't know if you've seen the deck. I'll give you a tour of the deck back there if you got time. Anyway, 73s, and you have a good one, KN4VWA, KB4CBA.